We are in adverse circumstances. We try to lose the faith. That should not be there. This is the way we should learn. Read now. Read. See? Read the first verse. First, read the verse. We should, being from India, we should stick to the verse. We understand more from the verse. Yes.
Sri Shuka Uvacha.
Sri Shuka Uvacha.
Atha Sarva Guno Peta.
Atha Sarva Guno Peta.
Kala Parama Shobanaha.
Kala Parama Shobanaha. See, Shoban is there. And gunopeto, the mode of goodness is there. Yes?
Yahyeva jana janmaksham.
Yahyeva janma janmaksham.
Santak stagraha tarakam.
Antagrahasya tarakam.
Disha.
That's it. Now read the translation. Only for the first verse.
Thereafter.
Thereafter,
at the auspicious time,
at the auspicious time,
for the appearance of the Lord,
for the appearance of the Lord,
the entire universe was surcharged
with all the qualities
of goodness
beauty and peace.
The constellation
Rohini
appeared as the stars like Ashwini.
As a star like Ashwini. This constellation is very auspicious. This shows last point that when he was to appear, even the constellation was rearranged. In our life also, there is no place for astrology. Devotee doesn't want to know about it. The ordinary aadmi hote hai na, then they complain, my Shani is where, I'm suffering from Shani. And Buddha or Guru or Mangala or whatever. We don't complain never, because we know that when Krishna appears, all the constellation can change. And really in devotee's life, they are not affected by the stars. Only the ignorance we run after the astrology. Koi hamare devotees mein bhagte hain. Kisi koi haath dekhne wala aaya na, to Bhagavad class band kar denge sare haath dekhne wale ke baad. Aur haath dekhne wala psychologist hota hai. उसको कुछ समझ नहीं वो देखता है क्या जरूरत है वैसे ही बोलता है प्लीज सेव योरसेल्फ फ्रॉम दिस या दीज आर द फोर थिंग्स इन द अपीयरेंस इन वन वर्स ही एक ही वर्स में सब बिल्कुल मोड ऑफ गुडनेस आ जाता है वी आर नॉट विक्टिमाइज्ड बाय मोड ऑफ पैशन और इग्नोरेंस तो बिल्कुल है ही नहीं देन द सेकेंड थिंग दैट वी आर वेरी ब्यूटीफुल थर्ड थिंग इज वी आर वेरी पीसफुल And the fourth very important thing is, we don't worry about the grahas, the planets. We, हमारे को ये स्पर्श नहीं करती। ज़्यादा से ज़्यादा क्या हो शनि हो, तो समय बुरा है। तो हमें we have already conquered it. कि भाई बुरा है कि अच्छा है, वो उसकी दया है। It's his mercy. So we are not troubled about it. The ordinary man will run after the astrology like anything. India में अपन देखा है। कि कोई वो पंछी लेके बैठता है कोई कुछ लेके बैठता है कोई कुछ ले और सभी उनके पास बैठ जाते हैं क्योंकि वी लाइक द फेथ इन अपीयर एंड वी डोंट अलाउ कृष्णा टू अपीयर इन अवर लाइफ कोई कोई माता जी के पीछे घूम रहा है कोई हनुमान के पीछे घूम रहा है कोई शनि के पीछे घूम रहा है ऐसे मंदिर हमारे यहाँ अनेक हैं किंतु अलग अलग हैं सब ये प्रभुआ जी के सिवा किसी ने कृष्ण की सुप्रीमसी हमारे को बताई नहीं और किसी नहीं बताई अब इन्होंने जो बता दिया है हमें तो वी आर कंप्लीटली एट ईज और ईज है तो शांति और हमारे को ईज है तो देर इज नो डिसीज ये भी होता है डिसीज आ भी जाए हमारे को तो डिसीज में भी ईज है क्योंकि हमने सोच लिया भाई चलो भगवान की मर्जी है चले जाएंगे एट द मोस्ट डिसीज का क्या मतलब मर जाए इससे ज्यादा तो कुछ नहीं होता In this is also where it is. Yeah, this is beauty. But yeah, na samjhe hum, if we don't understand this thing. I told them that in this is also, suppose, it's not that devotees don't suffer. Sometimes, this is that, a chronic disease also. You know, yesterday we saw the picture of that lady who served Tamal Krishna Goswami. And she, it was in Back to Water magazines. वो बिल्कुल बिचारी वो मर रही है वो उसमें बेड में सोई है but her face was growing. I was surprised to see. He was nearing death. और उसका पिक्चर ले रहे हैं उसका तो on the bed also she was growing. Means death also doesn't trouble us that much. वो तो आने ही वाली है. It is to come. और उसमें भी हम घबराते हैं. We had not affected. No, we saw in her picture. Gopal, you remember?
Yeah.
Her face was completely clear. This is how devotees don't believe. They serve. That's the main thing. And this is the main thing. Otherwise, the ordinary persons, without this realization, this is all given by Krishna. So good or bad is always good. There is no duality in there. So that's why we are at ease in the disease also. Yeah, and this art we have to learn. Otherwise, at the end of the body, we will be completely baffled. We don't want to die and we have to go. That's how it happens.
But there is not no other death.
No. This is the thing. So this art we have learned from Prabhupada. And then how to forget him, how to minimize him. That is our foolishness to minimize such a great soul. Unke siva tha, we were completely baffled. We were not understanding our own philosophy. Ye sab rituals sab chalte the. Janmashtami bhi hoti thi, jhulan bhi hota tha, sabhi hota tha. But nobody was there to explain. Aur bachpane se main poochta rehta tha. To they will, wo pujari ko pata nahi tha. और मैं पूछूं तो उसकी फोलिशनेस बाहर निकल आए तो वो मुझे देखकर वो हाथ पकड़े बाहर निकाल देता है उसको बाहर निकाल रहे हैं मैं रोता था मुझे को पता नहीं चले कि ये क्यों मुझे भगा रहा है there was nobody up to the age of 39 years मुझे ऐसे लगे ये समझे भी नहीं हम चले जाएंगे तो वो बाद में फिर fortunately we came in contact with Prabhupada. तो अब ऐसे प्रभुआ जी को हम कैसे हाउ कैन वी मिनिमाइज द ओनली थिंग इज रिक्वायर्ड इज टू गो टू हिम वेरी सबमिसिवली एंड यू आर इंटेलिजेंट पर्सन यू आर ग्रोइंग इंटेलिजेंस इज देयर द बॉडी इज कंप्लीटली इन योर कंट्रोल फिर स्टिल द टाइम इज जस्ट अमास दिस अंडरस्टैंड अगेन रीड द लेट मी ब्यूटीफुल देखिए पर एक ही वर्ष लिए बहुत अच्छा है This is 10th canto, and this is regarded as the heart of Krishna. Sri Shuka Uvacha, Atha Sarva Gunopetaha, Kalaha Panama Shobhanaha, Yarhi Eva Ajana Janma Raksham Shantaraksha. ग्रहतारकम और इसमें हमारे को समझना है इफ वी डोंट अंडरस्टैंड देन गो टू इक्विवेलेंस रिपीट इक्विवेलेंस श्री शुकोवाच श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड अथ ऑन द ओकेजन ऑफ लॉर्ड्स अपीयरेंस सर्व ऑल अराउंड गुण उपेतः एंडोर्ड विथ मटेरियल एट्रीब्यूट्स और फैसिलिटीज Alaha, a favorable time. Parama, Shobhanaha, all auspicious and very favorable from all points of view. Yarhi, when, Eva, certainly, Ajana Janma, Raksham, the constellation of stars known as Rohini, Shantraksha, None of the constellations were fears. This is the thing. Jo bhakta ban jata hai, none of the constellations are fears for him. Nahi to dusra hota hai, usse ghad 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 hai. Aur shani, you know, particular shani is a very bad grah. And three times during your life, he is there. And as soon as he comes for 7.5 years, saadi saadi kehte hai usko. He is already there. वो जब आता है तो डिस्ट्रक्शन करता है जाता है तो पैर इतना झाड़ के जाता है वो कि एवरीथिंग इज डिस्ट्रॉयड. बट फॉर डिवोटीज ही इज नॉट फियर्स. ऑल ऑफ देम वेर पीसफुल. ऑल द प्लैनेट्स वेर कंप्लीटली पीसफुल. ग्रह तारकम एंड द प्लैनेट एंड स्टार्स लाइक अश्विनी, ये सभी कॉन्स्टिलेशन उधर जाते हैं.
ग्रह तारकम,
हाँ सभी ग्रह भी और तारा भी. अश्विनी तारा है और ग्रह तो ये सोम मंगल बुध गुरु शुक्र शनि रवि ये सब ग्रह है. और भी दो हैं, ये सात हैं और राहु केतु. राहु केतु तो बड़े तंग करते हैं. प्लीज दीज आर द थिंग्स वी मस्ट रिमेम्बर एंड दिस इज द वे वी शुड ट्राई टू रीड एंड अंडरस्टैंड. आप तो बहुत बुद्धिमान हैं, प्लीज डू लाइक दिस. ये हमने खाली देखा है कि चार चीज़ें भगवान से हो जाती है तो देन वी हैव टू डिराइव द प्रैक्टिकल इंस्ट्रक्शन. Now read again because they are here now. And you know, you have to give the lecture now. I won't speak. So.
Entry, the birth of Lord Krishna.
Yeah. Oh, Acharya Krishna Krupa. So how is everything? We missed you today.
Yeah, no, I'm living in Gainesville now.
Oh. So sometime you appear here?
Sometimes.
His appearance, you know? You know, Krishna's appearance, how many things he did. So your appearance also should do something. How is everything?
All right. Yeah. I didn't finish memorizing all those Bhishma verses. Maybe five or six, but not all of them.
Come on, let us hear.
Bhishma Vapsha.
Rupa
Vita
Vitrushna
Bhagavati
Is in Namamishwaram lyric. It's a very good lyric. Yeah?
Really?
Namamishwaram Satchit Andarupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Vrajamanam यशोदाभियोलोक लाधवमानं परामृष्टमत्यं ततो दृत्य गोप्या इति मति रूप कल्पिता वितृष्णा भगवति सात्वत पुंगवे विभुम्नि. थर्ड लाइन स्वसुखम उपगते क्वचित विहर्तम उपे प्रकृतिम उपेयुषे यद भव प्रवाह. दिस इज
हाउ वेरी
नो नो बिकॉज इट डजंट फिट इन इनटू अदर लिरिक. देर इज ब्रह्म संहिता लिरिक ऑल कमिंग पुराण इन बट इट डजंट फिट इन. सो व्हेन द लाइंस डोंट फिट इन देन वी हैव टू अप्लाई दिस Namamishwaram. It's a beautiful lyric. Yes. Come on. Namamishwaram. Namamishwaram. This Am is all the form of Om. So it should be vibrated. And the technique of vibration is at the end you have to close the lips and vibrate. Namamishwaram. Namami Shwaram. Me is long. Ma is long. Namami Shwaram.
Namami Shwaram.
Sajjit Ananda Rupam.
Sajjit Ananda.
Ru is long again. Sajjit Ananda Rupam.
Sajjit Ananda Rupam.
Lasat Gundalam. Gokule Vrajamanam.
Gokule Vrajamanam.
And the more you vibrate, it's a breathing exercise. So please, you know, Rabbi, vibrate nicely. You are lost case. You
know? I know. That's why I'm here. The lost cases get to come closest.
Oh, come on. Namamishwaram. Sajid Ananda Rupam.
Sajid Ananda Rupam.
Lasat Kundalam. Gokule Rajamanam.
Gokule Rajamanam.
Yashoda Bhiyoluka.
Yashoda Bhiyoluka.
Ladhavamanam.
Paramrishnam.
Atyantato Drupte Gopya.
Atyantato Drupte Gopya.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
The secret of singing is that we may not sing, yeah? But we are all bathroom singers. So you just please get interested, chew the words, and before that you can understand the words from Prabhupada's books, equivalents, you know what I mean to say. Then you can understand it and relish it. If you relish, then the hearers will definitely relish. If you don't relish, then you don't relish anything. He said, what is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Please avoid this. Don't this.
Yes.
Come on, sing now. No, you don't know the words.
On the banks of the Jamuna.
No.
Krishna is taking the clothes of the gopis.
Oh, you can recite the prose, but not the poetry. Come on. Iti mati rupa. Kalpita vitrishna.
Kalpita vitrishna.
Bhagavati sattvata pungave vibhumni.
Sattvata
nave vibhumni. Give us into there. Bhagavati sattvata pungave vibhumni. Sattvata. Swasukham upagate.
Swasukham upagate.
Kvachit vihartam. Prakritim upeyushi. Eyushi yad bhava pravaha. This is the beauty. This is the beauty. Otherwise, mere recitation will not help us and not hear us. Please. So sing nice prayers. That 1:09, I think.
1:09.
Not
in here. That is your luck.
Yes.
You took the book, and that is the wrong book. See,
book.
I'm not wrong.
It has other verses.
Yeah. Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. Recite.
No.
Rupa pita vitrishna. Very good. No. Iti mati rupa.
Iti mati rupa.
Kalpita vitrishna. You don't vibrate. My throat vibrates. I can't your throat. You're younger than me, you're half the age. Iti mati rupa.
Iti mati rupa.
Kalpita vitrishna. Krishna Krupa. You have to really ask for Krupa. Bhagavati sattvata pungave vibhumni. Then third line, what is it? Svasukham upagate.
Svasukham upagate.
Kvachit vihartum.
Kvachit vihartum.
Prakritim upeyushi.
Prakritim upeyushi.
Yad bhava pravaha. Very good. And we can't sing because we don't go through it and we don't understand it. Take the help of the equivalents. You know? Read, read.
Bhishma Deva said.
No, no. Translation I don't want. What words?
Synonyms.
Sri Bhishma Vacha. Sri Bhishma.
Let them repeat.
Sri Bhishma Vacha.
Sri Bhishma Vacha.
Sri Bhishma Deva said.
Sri Bhishma Deva said.
Iti.
Iti.
Thus. Mati.
Mati.
See now, first line. Learn first line. No, I mean to repeat this. Lines. No, the.
Sri Bhishma Vacha.
No, I want the first line in what word equivalents.
Sri Bhishma Vacha. Sri Bhishma Deva said. Iti thus mati thinking, feeling and willing. Upakalpita invested.
So far, our thinking, feeling and willing is invested in thousands of topics. Bhishma says, you know, that my mati was running from here and there, you know, oscillating like from one corner to the other corner. And when we think about Bhishma Dev, he was really in a precarious situation. As we know his birth, as soon as he was born, Bhishma thought that, you know, his father Santanu thought that she is preparing to kill him. So she was wrapping him, taking care of him. And he thought that she is now going to go and throw him away, this last child. So he could keep quiet for six births, I think. And he was the seventh. So he couldn't keep quiet. It was Krishna's arrangement. Otherwise, he was tolerating, because Ganga has already threatened him that if you become angry with me, at the same time, I'll quit you. And though you did not ask me, what am I doing? Or who am I? These are the conditions for the marriage. Do you remember any conditions for your marriage? This is how Bhishma was very attracted. So he said, all right, I agree with everything. And he forgot it completely. And then he always was remembering, because there was a condition. As soon as you do this, I'll leave and go away. So he didn't want to leave her. So he could control so long. Always the child was born, she will go and throw into Ganges. So he couldn't tolerate, but he couldn't speak. You know. When the last Bhishma was born, Devavrata his name was, he couldn't control. He said, I must tell the wretched lady that don't throw this child. And as soon as he was angry and upset, she immediately prepared, now I am going. So the newborn baby was to be taken by mother. So, from the birth, his mati was completely gone. But child must have real mother and father to grow normally. Otherwise they become mental. If one is missing or two are missing, means they are completely mental. So this is how Vedic culture insists that as soon as the children are there, or even before that, we don't utter the word divorce in our house. Never, the word is not uttered. What to talk of actual divorce? Once we are married, that is the way. And that's why the children are at ease. Children know that my mother will be there when I go home, my father will also go there. This ease is there. And if they are not at ease, means the first the mind goes wrong. And then we think this is a problem child. There was one Prabhupada's disciple was staying with me in the house, one temple house we were staying in London. And his name, he was from Australia. Havir Dhan or something his name was. Prabhupada's disciple. And he said, my children are all problem children. I told him, they are not problem, you are problem father. And he didn't like it really. That is a fact. You are not taking care of their mother, so they will hate you, and obviously they will go mental, so they will trouble you there. So this is how this Bhishma also was unexpectedly separated from Santanu. So naturally he was very young, but even then he might have felt that something is missing in his life, so he had to grow with Ganges. Then he, all the time he suffered from the absence of the father. So his mati, thinking, feeling and willing, how much was it disturbed? Then after he attained age and finished the education, Ganges brought him down. Then he was handed over to Santanu. Ganges vanished. So he was with father, mother. So again thinking, feeling and willing, how much disturbance was there? This really teaches us that come what may, but the father and mother should not be separate when the children are there. Somewhere there we have to mend our fences. There are disagreements and everything. But this is Bhishma's example, is the best example. Then what happened there? He was completely disturbed in thinking, feeling and willing all the time. Then what happened that the Santanu was very pleased to have him. So in the love for him, he declared to the public that my heir apparent is now Devavrata. After me, he will be the emperor. So everything was very nicely going on. And again, Santanu had always the habit of loitering around Jamuna and Romeo. So accidentally he came across the Satyavati. Finished. Again he was attracted to her. So he was going regularly to loiter about. Dating they call it here. So this was going on. So Devavrata saw that father is not behaving normally. But he thought that he must be in trouble, you know. But there was no trouble, but he wanted to marry that Satyavati. So again the trouble was there. So he was sorely attracted to her. Then one day he put the proposal, marry me. She said, I don't know, but you have to request my father, Vedic marriage. Otherwise, and now the girls will be all right. We'll see how is it. So that was not the case. So that fisherman was very adamant. He said, it's all right, you're such a nice king, don't have any objection. But one thing I want, that her children must be the king. So again there was a dilemma. He wanted to marry her, but he couldn't go back on his vow. He had already declared Devavrata will be my heir apparent. So again, Haiti Mati Rup. So Devavrata could understand that father is very disturbed. So when he asked father, then why are you disturbed? So he couldn't tell the correct thing. He said, now see, you are the only son, and you love fighting, so maybe someday you may be killed. Then who is the heir apparent? He put the other way around. So Devavrata didn't understand really that my father is wishing that I will be dead. So then he asked the ministers. Then one of the ministers who was close to his father told everything to him. So Devrat had to go to Satyavati's father, the fisherman. And he said, son, you are coming in between your father's marriage. So then he said, all right, I will not marry. No, I will remain brahmachari, he said. And first he said that my children will never have a claim on the throne. I will really. Then he said, if you understand, you may go, but your children may again claim. So he said, no, I will guarantee you that my children will never be here. No, he said, I don't agree that. You will not be here. Your children may do anything to children of the Satyavati. So then he took a vow. Then again, mati iti mati rupa kalpita. Then the things did not stop there. But that, what is the younger son of younger brother? What was his name? His two queens were there and he died accidentally. Vichitravirya. So his elder brother was there. He was killed in the battlefield. So Chitraketu was the heir apparent and he died without the children. So they had two queens were there. What were their name? Those three sisters. Ambika, Ambarika. So one elder one was gone, but the two were remaining. So then eventually Satyavati requested Bhishma to produce children. So he said, Mata, I have promised your father, so I won't break the promise. Then eventually Satyavati thought that Vyasa Bhagavan was her son before the marriage. So while quitting, Vyasa Bhagavan had told her that any time you require me, you just remember me and I'll be there. So eventually Vyasa Bhagavan came. Then again this whole thing was going on and Bhishma was seeing everything. So how much iti mati rupa? This way, until death, he had to oscillate the mind, mati. And it's not only Bhishma's way, but our mind oscillates more than Bhishma. So please, here he prays Krishna, that please now at least help me to concentrate my thinking, feeling and willing on Krishna. This is the point. And that's why he prays like this. And the whole prayer, one after the other, the arguments are beautiful. He is requested to go through. We'll think about it. I think we sit there. Yes. Yes.
It's not related to Krishna, but it looks like these heavenly planets, people have no feelings. Because we see in many of these places where they come and they just leave right away.
It is the advancement. Americans go to India. They may see like husband or wife or whatever. And there's a squid unexpectedly. But they are advanced, they think. So these heavenly planets also, they are much more advanced. So that is how they do. It is not that they don't have thinking, feeling or willing. Everybody, from Brahma to ant, everybody has same the thing. And that's why nobody is to be worshipped except Krishna. Krishna advises us that in Brahma Sanhita. Everybody has these tendencies. But more so in the advanced people. Americans think that if I leave Indian wife, I'll marry another one. This one Jagadguru, Prabhupada's disciple, he was in Leicester. And now I think he should be in America somewhere. I saw him once I was here. And he was married first to the Indian wife who was coming from South India. And it was the ideal combination. And he was married publicly in Bombay to show the ideal Vedic marriage. So nice. Prabhupada was very pleased that one of my five disciples is sitting with the Indian lady. And he really took promise from him that he will never leave the girl. after Prabhupada disappeared, within 6 months, he left and married another one. And then I was the first one to ask him. He was in Leicester and I was going to Leicester. So I told him, is it your first marriage? No, I said, you were married by Prabhupada. And it was an ideal exhibition of the Vedic marriage. But it was just meant for exhibition, he said. So it was not really. And that girl had already one daughter. Then she was left in limbo, and he married to another one. So this is how the advanced people do. So heavenly planets are advanced people. So they are much more than Americans. But we don't care who feels what. We just follow our whims. This is how it is. And the Bhagavatam insists that when there is misunderstanding or whatever, if the sanity is remaining in ourselves, then we are at fault. If we really penetrate the whole thing, we are always at fault. That is how it is. And whether at or not, I don't know. But the safest way to blame us, so that the union doesn't break. It's very, very nice to blame ourselves. Even if there is no fault, we should say, all right. That's how Krishna advises the demons. That it is not your time, please have a truce with the demon. And if you come to this conclusion, then eventually I'll help you to drink nectar. And he did it. But that time they had to have a truce. So many times the times are not favorable. So we have to lie low. This is how. Prabhupada was always telling the blade of grass, you know. If there is a flood, it will lie low. If the flood is over, it will again stand. Whereas the big trees, they don't lie low. They are completely wiped off. This is how. Our whole behavior should be based on the Vedic principles. And this is the practical side of our philosophy. Otherwise, philosophy is very good. But the practical side is absent, then we are destroyed. So this is from each and every verse. We should not only learn the philosophy, but how to realize. Realize. What is the meaning of realize? Reality should be taken out. And that is realization, you know. In realization, real world is word is the main. We run after the real. And that is realization. But you are completely exceptional. Please. This is not you or me, but every of us are in the same boat. So, but we have to be very serious about this. Grunatasya sava cheshtinam. On our own endeavor, we should try to find out the hidden meanings from the verses. Otherwise, it's very easy. Mati, feeling, willing, and very invested. You know, we learn everything, but nothing remains in our life for practically. Yeah.
It's amazing. Today, when you give a class this morning, we went through Priya Vrata's classes, so many, but nobody said Priya Vrata means. Yeah, but nobody is amazing. You know?
But that is the correct meaning, isn't
I know,
it?
But
is it very difficult to understand? How can we go ahead? Unless we understand. There's a nice story is there.
Yeah.
But what is the usual story? You don't understand, people.
Exactly.
And it's so easy. When 1 plus 1 is equal to 2. It's so easy. But take mine, you know. What is that? I'm looking at you. I don't mean that you are the only one. I'm also the. But we just stick to the process. And that process becomes ritual. Please save these discussions by becoming a ritual. It is not a ritual. It is a class. Prabhupada told this, Bhagavatam class. It's not a lecture. Lecture means I come, I lecture, I don't care whether you understand or not, I am gone, I take some money and fly away. Maybe in first class. and I'm very happy, you are very happy, forget about the whole thing. And this is how saptahas also, same rat. As soon as they convert into rituals, we don't get anything from them. Neither the person who talks is satisfied, nor you are satisfied. And you just run around here and there and here and there. Once this Satsuru Maharaj was on a tour somewhere, so he said, "Do you want to come, Maharaj, to sightseeing?" If I'd have been there, I would have jumped in the car first. Come on, we'll go to sightseeing. He said, "See, I've seen so many buildings," he said, "let me study one verse of Bible." This is a model. This is what we should do. Otherwise, lurements are there, you know. We should not be allured. And why can't you go to the root? But how nice, clean meaning is it? Before you go to the story, we must understand about whom we are talking. And unless we stick to our vows, you cannot understand a single letter from Bhagavatam. Not a single letter. And we try to learn Bhagavatam, not only Bhagavatam, but we try to become Gopi, Radha, everything. Don't understand anything. Please avoid this and come to Prabhupada. He will explain to you and he instigates our transcendental intelligence. The more you think about it, the more you get it automatically. But if you try to on your own endeavor, you will get it. If I try, I will get it. If he tries, he will get it. So our intelligence is all same, but it becomes transcendental by thinking process. And our defect is that nobody has guided us to think. That's the thing. And Prabhupada has only thought over all these things. That's why he gives so many realizations in the purports. But we don't go to his purports and we don't learn to realize. Thinking process is completely absent. Either we go to Prabhupada and just mechanically recite or what, and otherwise you don't go to him at all. This is the defect. So we should be really, some sincere crowd should develop out of this ISKCON community. And sincere crowd must chew themselves and present themselves to the present chewed ready-made thing to the public at large. The public is ignorant. You know. Always you should try to instigate their thinking. Otherwise, verses we read. We read the synonyms also. We read the translations also. But nothing goes in here. You know? Nothing goes in. And if it goes, it comes out. Because they are in a straight line. There is nothing. Nothing goes here. You know, just straight. Please try to save from this. Try to save us, ourselves. And these younger ones, they have what crime they have committed to us, come to us. We must be helpful to them, isn't it? They say, "Hey, my papa was going to the temple for the whole of lifetime. I didn't know why I was doing." This is how they will take and stop everything, you know. And if they are like this, then their population will be a royal edition of animals. Their population will never go to India. At the moment, we may force them to go to India. But their population go to Mayuka or Bahamas. It's a yuan sun, isn't it? Bahama is better than Bombay. And Bombay, you just get down and you can't smell. The slums are there. They aren't that here. Please, just try to come to these Vedic conclusions and mold our lifestyle. That's the main thing. And you people who are completely renounced, you should think about this. What are you doing in Gainesville?
Well, let's see. My friend was teaching in Sanskrit at the university.
Oh, that's nice.
We chant at the campus during the Subhat Prasadam and we chant
Hare Krishna. That's nice. Sankirtan is going on.
Yeah, I like the Sankirtan. Now that's what's just we get together and chant ourselves.
Yeah.
There isn't so much giving up.
No, 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 no.
It's more of that.
Yeah, preaching is not that much. Nice community here also we have. We'll sit there. Try to see. Huh? You think? Must be here waiting. We'll continue here. And so read. Is it all right? Just take out the verses. Everything is there. Now we're looking at the verses in the third chapter of Krishna book. In third chapter of Bhagavatam, appearance of Lord Krishna. The first verse we saw is, no, this was just from him, these Bhishma's prayers. But the whole prayers are beautiful. So all together a different topic, you know. So we go to our main topic. Is it the one?
Get the 10th canto.
A 10th canto.
It's already out.
These are the verses? This
much.
Repeat. Let them repeat. 10th canto is there. We did one verse, isn't it?
Yeah.
So who will preach? You will preach the one verse. Come on. We finished one verse.
Speak of this?
First, no. Take first.
Sri Sukha Vacha.
Sri Sukha Vacha.
Atta Sarva Guno Peta.
Atta Sarva Guno Peta.
Kala Paramashopanaha.
Kala Paramashopanaha.
Yate Vajana Janmaksham.
Yate Vajana Janmaksham. Santaraksha Grahatarakam.
Sri Sukha
Uvacha. We can hear him. yes.
Sri Sukha Uvacha.
Sri
Sukadeva Goswami said.
Atta.
On the occasion of the Lord's appearance.
On the occasion of the Lord's appearance.
Sarva.
Sarva.
All around.
All around.
Guna upetaha,
endowed with material attributes,
or facilities,
kalaha,
a favorable time,
paramashobhanaha,
all auspicious and very favorable,
all auspicious and very favorable,
from all points of view,
from all points of view.
Yarhi,
when?
Eva,
certainly.
Ajana Janma Riksham,
the constellation of stars, known as Rohini,
Shantariksha,
none of the constellations were fierce.
All of them
were peaceful.
Grahatarakam,
and the planets and stars,
like Ashwini. Now go through the translation, let them repeat.
Thereafter, at the auspicious time,
for
the appearance of the Lord,
the entire universe
was surcharged.
With all the qualities
of goodness,
beauty,
and peace. The constellation
Rohini
appeared
as the stars,
like Ashwini.
Yes, again.
Thereafter, at the auspicious time,
for the appearance
of the Lord.
We are talking of the appearance of the Lord and the effect of it, you know. So list the effects from the translation. Number one defect.
The entire universe was surcharged.
Entire universe was surcharged.
With all the qualities.
All the qualities.
Of goodness.
The first defect. Entire universe, the atmosphere of the universe, was surcharged by the qualities of goodness. Then number two.
Beauty.
They all become beautiful. Then?
And peace.
And complete peace was there. These three things. And fourth one?
The constellation, like Rohini, appeared as the stars like Ashwini.
That's right. So constellation was also favorable. These four effects are there when the Lord appears. Now this is the translation. But now the other side of the translation is to realize. Find out the reality. And that is realize means to put into practice. So what can we gain? That we should think. This is how we are discussing. That these four things are there. When the appearance of Lord is there, we are definitely having the whole atmosphere of the universe was charged with the mode of goodness. Then everything appeared very beautiful. So discussion is there, you know. Even the trees and the rivers and everything was beautiful. Then the third thing is everything was very peaceful. This is the third thing. Fourth thing, the constellation was arranged also very favorably. So this is the Lord's appearance. When He tries to appear somewhere, these things follow. So now what is to be learned from it? That is the main thing. This is a translation is alright. We understood the synonyms also. We know His appearance also. We know the effect of the appearance also. So now what is the practical instruction from this?
As the translation explains, if we try by following the regulative principles and following the process of Krishna consciousness, Krishna will appear in our heart and in our lives. And then we can see the effects also in our life.
That is how it's correct. After following the regulations, Krishna appears in our heart. Because we have given, we have accepted Krishna. That's the things go, isn't it? He has appeared in our life by association or following the principles or hearing. Srunataha sadaya nityam. Nityam, regularly we are hearing. This is a correct point. That we have done that. And somehow or the other we have allowed Him to appear, Krishna Das. And as soon as He appears, what is the first effect? Whole universe is such that what is our inner life? What is about your life? Whole universe is such that I don't care about it. I want my life to be, isn't it? So what happens to in our life?
There is goodness in our life.
Definitely. Isn't it? But that's what I want from you. We are also in the universe, isn't it? So if it has the capacity to search out the whole universe, is it not in our life it should be done? This is how our lives are full of mode of goodness. And that's why I gave the example that in this house, or in this room at least, nobody comes here and smokes. Nobody talks nonsense. You know, who stops? Is the appearance of Krishna. Because Krishna is non-different from these things. From all the sides we are surrounded by Krishna. And then we are talking about Him, conversing about Him. So He is there. And that's why all the lower modes are driven out. It's a very nice realization. Realization, you know. Real. This is the reality. And that's why it is known as realization. If you follow the reality, then you are realized. You are putting into practice. Very nice. And that's it.
Well, do we understand this way that it was only for exactly at that particular moment when Krishna descended or appeared or manifested? Because it is seen that right there, Kansa was there and he was filled with envy and all this inauspicious qualities.
But even then he could not touch him. He knew, you know. He was also hesitating. When Devaki was pregnant, he went to see Devaki in the prison. But he knew that his enemy is coming, definitely. So he went and he saw the effulgence of Devaki. And he completely was taken aback. He said, Devaki has never appeared like this. And immediately the idea was that why should I kill my sister? People will earnestly criticize me. And he had already imprisoned the sister. But even then the idea completely purified.
She's under my protection.
Yeah, this is the effect of appearance. As soon as Krishna appears, demons also don't forget about their demonic tendencies. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. He didn't kill the demons, but he wanted to change their tendencies. And without an exception, he presented Krishna to everybody through his names. That is Sankirtan. And we do that, you know, that we go for Harinam Kirtan. So our idea is that even anybody hears the names, their tendencies will change. And it happens. People don't really criticize us too much. They just let us go. Somebody must stand there. Then we give them some book. Then he reads some time, comes back to the temple. This is how we are increasing day by day. So it's not their concern, it did not have the evil tendencies. But he had a good in him. And regarding concern, you know, you should remember one thing, that these demons have the capacity to accept anybody's body. So there was Drumil demon. His name was Drumil. So once he accepted the body of Ugrasen, and he went to his queen. So the queen didn't know. So he had the union with the queen, and Kansa was born. So Kansa was not Jnati of Krishna. He was just by name, he is Matrananga. Really speaking, he was not. But anyway, even he was purified that moment. Because he had the darshan of Krishna through Devaki. Their mind was full, you know. It's not that the Krishna had to take birth as we have taken our birth. We have by force of our activities, we have taken birth. He appears. We are born. This is the thing. And the second thing, that everything becomes beautiful. So if we allow Krishna to appear in our life, for us, slowly everything becomes beautiful. Because it's nicely said in Bhagavatam, that when we ask, because we are all fruity workers, so in order to come to Krishna also we want fruits. So in the beginning we may ask him that I want this, I want this, I want this. Then in the beginning he fulfills our desires. But then with the fulfilling of the desires, he gives us his lotus feet. And we don't ask for it, but it is his way. And as soon as we have to accept the lotus feet, we completely become desireless. So we stop asking him. So he doesn't allow, he makes that way, that we don't ask him again and again. This is how it is. So this is a beauty. Yes. Then we don't have any desires except his devotional service. And that's why we lift ourselves from the material rut. Otherwise we have to get in touch with the material things. And material things will have effect on us. But we become immune to this. We have to do some material activities here and there. But the immunity is there because the antiseptic method of his remembrance is there. So this is how we should understand. And then peace is there, definitely there, where you don't desire anything. You don't worry about the good times or bad times. So nothing disturbs you. That means you are peaceful. And the last point is very good, as we discussed, that these constellations are arranged for us also. Is the same thing. Our constellations are not inauspicious at all. And no planet can affect us. Ordinary people, they are completely shivering when Shani is there. We don't worry, we even don't know that Shani was there. Because we have full faith, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. I am the source of everything. So he must be the source of the planets also. And if he is the source, if he is under our control, then he can control the source also, isn't it? The planets also. So he arranges the planets. That's why we don't have any effect. Our only attention is to go to him by hook or crook. That's it. Otherwise there is nothing to be done. These are the four effects. You know? And that's why we people don't run after the astrologers. Amongst us also they run. But Prabhupada was very clear. Please remember this sentence. He says, I am giving this process to all, without exception. But I look for one who takes. We don't take the process. If at all we take, we half-heartedly take. And because of this half-hearted business, we spoil the whole thing. Neither we are there nor here. Maya milin Ram. Maya bhi milti nahi hai. Ram is also absent. There is no illusory energy, we have left it and we didn't go to Ram. So both are absent. Please don't do this. And have full faith in the Supremacy of Krishna. That's why Brahma has also advised us. And our grandfather, whatever he tells, without any doubt we believe it. We know that he is more experienced. Forget about this country. Your grandfather is also Tom. For the whole of life he is Tom. Grandchildren, hey Tom, sit down here. So, don't give it to this culture. The grandfather is Tom, John, Jack, whatever. Please. They don't have the culture. That's why they are in a miserable condition. Everything is there. But even then, and Prabhupada is the only one who could correctly find out this and give nice diagnosis and nice cure and without any expense. Kaudi na lage dam. You know, formerly there were no coins. It was kaudi. They were giving kaudis, you know. So you have seen that kaudi. That was the currency. So we didn't have to spend even that fraction of a rupee. There is no expense. There is nothing. Just we have to change our consciousness, that's it. And we learn all these things. Otherwise translation is there. When Krishna appeared, everything was very favorable. Everything was very peaceful. Everything was very beautiful. And he doesn't take it from, because we don't realize that I have to change my habits. I have to allow Krishna to appear in my life. That we don't do. And we do so many other things. But except allowing Krishna in our life, we do so many things. And then it becomes a show. Then I have to make endeavor to show. Because I am not what I am showing. So the endeavor is involved, isn't it? You are not Ravana. You are Bhadra. So in order to show that you are Ravana, how much endeavor you have to make. And even then you will have lapses. Sometimes people say, oh, no, he is Bhadra, he is not Ravana. So please, avoid this show. Do whatever you can, little, but with sincerity. This is the lesson to be learned in this. Otherwise, we are then defeated. Parabhava jato, abhodha jato. Parabhava abhodha jato. Yavadna jinyasata atma tattvam. Jab tak a inquiry nahi, this inquiry is absent. It's all parabhava. It's defeat. In every field it is a defeat. But we have left material field and we are not taking this sincerely. So everywhere it is a defeat. And with this, no defeat is there. Krishna is always vijay, victory. This is the thing. So we can go through the verses like this. Otherwise it's a waste of time. Do little, but do it sincerely and find out some practical instruction. Otherwise there is no way we can win. And hearers also, they know kathas are very prominent. Since last so many years we are hearing kathas. And these children also may read the storybooks or whatever. But the thing is, we should uncover the hidden meaning. It's very nicely known in English that we should read in between the lines. And if we read in between the lines, this generation will be liberated. Yeah, they want to understand. Their minds are very delicate at the moment. So the way we guide, they will take it up.
That's very
That's why they are not coming to the class with, because they are saying you are repeating same thing.
Practical things are absent.
Exactly.
And no, this is the meaning of the according to time and circumstances, we have to interpret these scriptures. Otherwise, if you don't interpret, then how long we are also going to be interested? If they are only stories, then how long we are going to be interested? We know, you know, Ram stories, you know, Krishna stories, you know, Arjuna's, you know, everything is there. But the, from the behavior, we should try to take some guidance and behave that way. Otherwise, I am reading Bhagavatam, and I will be the first person, if there is some promise comes, come on. I mean, and Prabhupada says that your lines in the hand will change if you just clap in Ardi. We are clapping, low lines are changing, forget about it. This is not for me. And then we blame Prabhupada for our folly. He has not given everything, he has not done this. Oh man, forget about it. This is, please go to him sincerely and submissively, and he will give you everything. In so many verses he gives, you know, so many verses, instructions are there. And Prabhupada really, he writes somewhere that we want to make this process as practical as possible so that everybody can follow and improve their standard of life. That is our first concern. Whether we want or not, we are engaged in this body. And till we are engaged in this body, we have to have the material existence. How can you deny? Everything is Maya, everything is Maya. Man, if everything was not would have Maya, where from you are coming? You will not have this body. So Maya, we can't just discard. But we have to really go deep into it. And how to avoid it, we should learn. The instruction is very clear. That, yeah, what is it? That verse, you know? Yaha swadharmena nirashihi shuddhayanvita. What is the number? 420? 2312 is not that, I think. No. Yaha swadharmena mam nityam. By your own occupational duty. Swadharmena. We have to worship him. And so many verses are there regarding the prescribed duties. And exactly we miss that point. Unless our, according to our age, the prescribed duties are there. And we may have tendencies. Either we have Brahminical tendency, or we have Kshatriya tendency, or we have Vaishya tendency, or we have Shudra tendency. These are again varnas. So ashramas and varnas are there according to our age. And every living entity, knowingly or unknowingly, has to fit into this frame. So he or she should know the prescribed duty. And here swadharmena mam nityam, regularly, who, through their own occupational duty, worship me. Nirashihi, without any fruity results. When mother cooks, who gives her salary? Have you given salary to mother? Otherwise you will starve, you know? Unless you, from tomorrow she should charge you salary. This is without any fruity result. Yeah, so they are, Nirashi is Dhyanvita, with full faith. All the activities should be performed like this. And then this is the way to escape from the activities. What we do, that we take the favorable side. And it's by stopping the activities we think that I will liberate him. So we don't do our duties. And there is a whole chaos in the society. Because we are, and wrongly we are taking it. You cannot escape the activity. Nahi kashit shanape vijatu tishtati akarmakrut. There is no kshan. Even a moment is not there when you are not working. Now we think that I am sitting here on the sofa, I am not working. No, even then, such a horrible work is going on inside your body. You are pumping the blood to all your limbs, then collecting the impure blood, purifying it. So many mending is going on. So many diseases are there already. The immunity is there. Everything is there. So much work is going on. We can never be without activity till we are alive. Only the dead body then has to merge into the elements. There is activity there. As soon as the soul is there, activity is there. And that's why we have to find out some way in which we should perform the activity, and at the same time we should get out of it. Otherwise people don't understand this intricacy. They either think that by stopping the activity, I will be liberated. They completely forsake the real meaning. Is it karma jayoya karmana? In Bhagavad Gita it says, karma, by performing karma, jayo, you are produced, you are processing, akarmana, you become without any carefree work. As soon, this is our experience. As soon as you day your day's work very nicely, in the end you are very satisfied. And that's why we may not get salaries, but we're working very hard. Suppose just we clean this room, I will be very satisfied. It is Krishna. Cleanliness is Krishna. I arrange this room and I will be completely satisfied. I wash my clothes and I will be completely satisfied. I cook my food and I will be completely satisfied. Instead of depending here and there and there and beat over the bush all over the world, I must eat this and I must eat this and I must eat that. No least. You please, if you don't eat, you just cook yourself. That's it, you will be satisfied. This way, by working hard, you escape the worst. Otherwise, you can't. By working very intensely, you worship Krishna through your own duty. And if you perform the duty, make it well, then only you can sit here. Otherwise, you will always be worrying about the maintenance. What is going on? How am I to eat? From where the money is going to come? Will you completely disturbed? And there won't be peace at all. So peace is in doing immaculate duty or very well. There is peace. And there is Krishna. Peace is Krishna. And they say, please don't misunderstand these things. Dirashihi, without any expectation, we are going to get fruits anyway. But if you do the work very, you love the work, then definitely the results will be there. And if you are sacked from one job, some other job will be waiting for you, where the sincerity is there. So this is how the work must never stop. And we should carry on very nicely. Now suppose we are lucky to be in the temple. So we should be more careful about that. Because we are consuming all the society's energies. We are staying in their houses. We are cleaning ourselves in their houses. We are eating in their houses. So if we don't give it back, then we are treacherous. And your devotional service is affected then. And if your devotional service is affected, your clothes remain, but there is no devotional service. Body remains, the soul is not there. So that body has no use at all. Either it should be buried or burnt, whatever, immediately. It's only advanced countries. You go into refrigerator. You eat for the whole lifetime of refrigerated food. In the end, you go into the and that is a punishment again. The body is squeezed and mangled and, oh, I don't know, very bad looking. After 4 or 5 days, we may get the body. And we think the body is there. But they have the whole history, medical history. So they study the history. He's non-smoker, isn't he? Take out his lung. Lungs are hanging somewhere. He's vegetarian, take out the intestines. They are hanging. He's a vegetarian intestine. And we are all hanging everywhere in the medical college. And then Sambhakala comes home. And his sons think, oh, I'm burning my father. And father, half the father is hanging anyway. This is a mockery of the human existence. If you want to die in India. Nobody cares. Once you are dead, nobody will take you to the hospital. Here, as soon as you are dead, first hospital. I mean, take him alive at least, he will cure. No, it's post-mortem. After death also, they don't allow you to rest in peace. And they find out the reason for death. The reason for death is Krishna's will.
Yeah.
But they don't have the idea. They said, because this vein was full, that's why he died. And when all the veins are full, really, Without their food, how can the blood flow? They find some unnecessary reasons. And then theories on basis of false reasons. So many theories are coming out. Oh, and now this we are really wrong in this theory. Now we change. Because John's body shows this, and Tom's body shows that. Please, this is all much ado about nothing. We were studying when in graduacy. Then there was a Shakespearean drama, much ado about nothing. There is nothing, and we shout and scream so much. Please stop this and come to Srimad Bhagavatam. And don't worry about death or life or whatever. This life, we have to change the whole thing and just finally finish. Don't want to come back. But even now, we are taking comfort. Then in Bhagavad Gita it is said that if you start devotional service and you cannot complete, then you come back as a human being. So he said, I will start, but never complete. Then I want to come back and buy Mercedes. This life, I did not get even a horse cart or bullock cart. But next time, I definitely have Mercedes. So we don't want to go away, we have to come back again. And so much anguish is there, you know, but we are not ready to leave. And that's why it is very nicely mentioned in Bhagavatam that till the body is there, the soul doesn't accept another body. That is a fact. But soul has the tendency to go into that body again, because we have stayed in this body for 80, 90 years or 100 years or whatever, or 50, 60, whatever. So we don't want to leave this body till the body is there. And that's why here in Western countries, the nonsensical situation of ghost is too much. And it's a fact. Because the soul, when he can't enter the body, then he is in a subtle body. So they have to move about. He catches any body and try to enjoy it. So the best method is just finish it off. Burnt means he has no body to go to. Then he has to accept another body. This is how Krishna forces him to take another body according to his karma and his arrangement. So they say, please, in this way also, we should come to the conclusion. And before we die, really we should try to forsake all these material attachments. I don't know how to do, everybody is in a different situation. But slowly, we should cut the connection threads. It's not, everything is gradual here. You know, we were children. So when we became a youth, we don't know. It was all gradual change. Then your youth also. When we glided down to the middle ages, we don't know. But it was a gradual process. So the death and life, again punajanma, if there is, it should also be gradual. But because of our asakti, the attachment, it goes very difficult at the time of death. So our culture is the main culture. I always insist that before you really have to renounce, you should try to renounce slowly. And this is before we came to England. In India, we met one Sikh family, you know, on Baroda station. They were with us. So we were talking about this one person, sannyas and everything. So they said, it's correct. It's natural. So I told him, how did you know that it's natural? He said, because what happened, our grandfather was traveling with us and he was 85 years old. So on some small station, the train stopped. So he got down. So we thought that he is going to drink tea or something. And never came back. He vanished. We don't know whether 10, 15 years are gone. Don't know. And in Bhagavatam it is written that our death nobody should know. We should go to the secluded place and die. And this all species do. I have never seen crow dying naturally. I have never seen the birds dying naturally. They must have this arrangement that at the time of death, they may go to some secluded place and leave the body. They should be dying, but never seen natural death. Yeah, but this is how. So we should try to work out now these things. And we may not leave the house, or we should not get down at the station. That is not the point. But we should slowly detach, you know, the detachment process. The Bhagavad Gita says that we are guests then. That's it. Somehow or the other we have to work out the practical points and improve the spiritual understanding regarding our own realization. And then if we can understand to some extent, we can relate these realizations to the public at large. Otherwise we don't know, they don't know. Then andhayata andhay upaniya manaha. Tepishya tantra urudham nibadha. Because I am blind, you are blind. And I want to see blah blah going on. And then we are both in completely strongly bound by the modes of material nature. Urudhamni is very strong. These ropes have to be cut. Very easy to talk about, it's very difficult to put it. Again and again, again and again. Punas sarvita sarvada namya. Achieving this food again. The practical side must be, and everything should not be done untimely. Suppose you are married now. So now there is no question of running away from the responsibility. That's the point. That is what he says, Iswadharmana Nityam, Mam Nityam. Regularly you should serve me through your own duty. Now you are unmarried. You are lucky. You can decide anything. You can get down at the station, go into the river, go into the ocean, doesn't matter at all. But if you have responsibility, through that responsibility you come out. And if you really are able to perform your duty perfectly well, Krishna's mercy, then very satisfactorily you slowly come out. Gradual process is there. And even then, with every endeavor, we may be unsuccessful. That is also one point. That I am doing to perform my duty, but nobody wants me to perform my duty. I am trying. But as soon as the children grow up and everything, and so many things go on, and then I want to perform my duty, but they don't want me to perform. So then that is a Krishna signal. Then take it in the right way, that you are not needed now. And that's bound to come. As soon as you glide down to old age or whatever, then the things completely change. Always the changing things are there. So then we have to take the signals of Krishna once. He gives his notices. He says, but your teeth are loosened. Your eyesight is gone, this is gone, that is gone. So slowly we think that now, eventually we, if we ignore the notices, belly will stand. So before he comes, we should sort out our matters. It becomes very easy slowly. Yes. Yeah, it's just part of it.
So, as we should not aspire to have devotees around us and chanting.
If it's possible, so far so good. But maybe not, you know. I don't know, you are in traveling in train or plane. Where can you get that crowd? Your relatives there. So, circumstances are not in our hands. We want to chant Krishna's names, so the things are not definite, but and it's nothing is under our control. So what we should do is that till breath allows, apart from the work which we are doing, we should invest every second of our existence in doing these things. That is very much in our hand. Other things will take care of themselves. Krishna said, because of the your throat will be choked up at the time of death. You know, Kantava Rudana Vidava Smarana Kuske. So then I will remember you. He said, Sadhu Radhamayam, Sadhu Nam Tu Radhamayam. They are my Hriday, I am their Hriday. Because why? Madh anna tena janandi. Apart from me, they know nothing. And naham tebhyo managvi. I also don't know anything apart from them. So he will take care then. But the sincerity of it, the purpose should be there throughout the life. And that is why never we ignore some process of spiritual understanding. We may not elaborate puja or study of Bhagavatam for the whole day or whole night or whatever. But our mind must be very particular that we should have at least 1 hour, half hour, 2 hours, whatever we can spare, completely in this. And then at the end we should not worry.
Mangeshwar recollect all his past activities, the name of death. So maybe when we perform devotional activities in the past life, I mean, the same life, but in the
past,
you may remember the time of death. The recollection is there.
But the point is, till death, we don't know that we are dying. You follow me? I may be sick, on the sick bed. Doctors may be feeling that this is a lost case. But even then, I don't feel that I am dying, unless I die. So it's very difficult to remember anything. And our way is that we don't remember anything, but we remember only Krishna. Only Krishna, nothing else. This, there is a very nice incident in the life of Surdas, you know. Surdas was a very devotee poet, you know. Devotee. He was already singing bhajans. So he was very famous all over India. He's a good devotee, best devotee. So Akbar had so much Hindu culture with him. Akbar was raised in the Hindu circumstances when he was a child. So he liked him to hear the Hindu bhajans and this and that. So one day he invited Surdas to his court in Agra. And Surdas had to go. So he went there and he sang, you know, we have Brahma Gita in Bhagavatam. And a few verses are there. But Surdas has written 300 songs on Brahma Gita. And that's worth going through. We are Hindi speaking, at least we understand Hindi. You should please buy that book and go through the Surdas Bhajan. It gives a nice insight. So then Surdas started singing. So Akbar was very pleased naturally. Any soul will be pleased to understand this. So this, then he said, now sing my glories. So Surdas sang very nice bhajan. He said, Nahindra ho man me thor, mere man me tere liye jagah hi nahi hai. Ki mere man to nanda nanda, अच्छा तो कैसे आनिए उर ओ माय होल माइंड इज कंप्लीटली कवर्ड बाय दिस नॉटी चाइल्ड सो आई डोंट हैव एनी प्लेस फॉर एनीबडी एल्स सो हाउ कैन यू सिंग ग्लोरीज इफ आई हैव टू सिंग ग्लोरीज मींस आई हैव टू गिव प्लेस टू यू इन माय माइंड इज फुल एंड हाउएवर हार्ड आई ट्राई आई कांट गेट हिम आउट सो दिस वाज एनीवे ही सैंग द होल वर्जन बट देन व्हाट हैपेंड दैट Akbar was, even then he was pleased. All right, listen, you don't see. I am pleased. But now from my court, nobody should go empty-handed, you know. So please ask me some. What do you want? I am emperor and I can give land, I can give one village and I can leave this and that. So Surdas joined the hand. He said, Vasha, I am satisfied. I don't want anything else. No, he said, I must give you something. So please, I don't need anything. My needs are limited, so I don't want anything really. No, he said, I must give you something. So he said, if you want to give me something, then please give me this. And he asked him, he said, don't invite me again to your court and create difficulty in my devotion. This tendency should be there. Otherwise, if I would have been invited to Akbar's court, I would have printed the pamphlets that I am going to Akbar's court. Oh, Maharaj invited to Akbar. Maharaj invited to Akbar. as if that will save me from Yamaraj's hand. The Prabhupada said, what is that? You are invited by court or president or what, prime minister or whatever. They are going to save you from death. This is our criteria. So we don't worry about these things. And his asking is beautiful. That is the way we should be. Otherwise, up to the time of death or beyond also, we expect so many things. You know, our Jawaharlal Nehru was on deathbed really. He was at the time before death. He was very sick, and he was so very fat. You know, so he couldn't sit on the chair. All chairs, they had to widen it because he was prime minister. So chairs were nearly again 1 foot wide. You know, so that he can sit. So this parliamentary went to him. He said, no, Panditji, you are suffering so much. I think death is certain. I said, what to do now? I don't know. So he said, now please resign the job and some young person may take over. So the state job must go on. He said, no. I must die as a prime minister. So people said, whether you die as a prime minister or ordinary person, death is death, isn't it? After that, nobody tell you that prime minister is dead. No. Then he gave the reason. He said, see, if I die as a prime minister, in my funeral, big personalities will come. Now he's not going to see his funeral, but see his desire. It goes beyond the death. And this is my position also. If I am dying there, my 12th day must be performed very nicely. And when you are gone, nobody knows. But even then we instruct so many things to our descendants. Can't do this, do this, my photo should be hanged here and put here, and I have the photos before I go. My photo is ready, which I like, so I may be looking like a monkey, but I will have my photo of the young age. please, these things have no value. And this shows our excessive attachment. And because of the excessive attachment, we put ourselves unknowingly in a condition when again and again we have to take birth. Yeah. This should be stopped. And this is, in a way it's very easy, but in a way it's very difficult. The attachment is very difficult to leave. We can leave anything else. Man Pratishtha we can never leave. On my dead body also there should be 100 garlands. And when you are dead, you don't see the garland. Or if I go, where is my garland? Have you come here to give the class or to see the garland? Please. These things have got to be reduced, really, if we realize the scriptures. I don't know how to insist on this, but this is great impediment in our devotional service. And then devotional service may look like we have changed our clothes, everything is there. Show is very fine, but soul is missing. Is a decoration of dead body, they call. This, who was he? This Birla, Aditya Birla was there. One Aditya Birla, he was the director of hundreds of companies, you know. And he had a backache. So in India, everybody has a backache. And they tolerate it, you know. They sleep on the hard bed or have some massage or something. They carry on. But Aditya Birla had money, you know. So he wanted to have the treatment in America. And you know, these people have very strange treatment, diagnosis to know what is wrong in your spine. They have lumbar puncture. Big needle is there. They push the needle from here. And then the needle goes in and the diagram comes in. And he's dying, man. And they say, oh, this graph is all right. Here is wrong. Okay. Then they perform the operation. And in our country there is no needle, nothing at all. The Vedrajmi put here and she says something else. All right. Then the most important medicine they give is that your stomach must be clear. That is the root of the disease. So they don't treat here. Here they see what is wrong in the spine. And they act blindly. So he might have come here. And he might have passed away in lumbar puncture only. We had plenty of money. So American treatment. He came here and accidentally died. His body was so nice decorated that I felt like sleeping in a coffin. this is nice guy, a nice good. I thought, this is a very good death. I must be decorated like this. this is. And once I was in the hospital, by my side there was one Italian. So he was having difficulty with the spine. He was not able to walk. So they had fixed the lumbar puncture time for him. So he was really scared because he had already once lumbar puncture, he had already operation, and again he had the same trouble. So he said, I don't know what to do. And I was really not in my senses, but I told him one thing, that please, you told that you had once lumbar puncture, they had operated you, and again the same thing over. So what guarantee is that again lumbar puncture, again puncture, again we don't know. So what should we do? I said, put on suit and go. And to my surprise, he followed. Immediately put on his suit. And they came with all the needles, very John, very John. I was very happy. Within 2 days, I recovered. This is how we should not punish ourselves to be in the hospital. And here, one, some information come that one young girl was suffering from cancer. So I inquired naturally, is she with the parents? No, she is studying somewhere in north of the country, near Minneapolis somewhere. And parents were in Texas, far away. So I rang to her parents, that means she had undergone the operation. So I told her she has undergone operation. And again she has started the work. Then I rang her also. And I asked that how you are maintaining yourself. Do your parents give you money to maintain, or you have to work for maintenance? Then I have to work. So at what time you go? It's 7 o'clock in the morning. And up to what time? 7 o'clock in the evening. So 12 hours duty. Such a long duty. And some research work was there, what is, I don't know. But she, after operation also, she had to work that long. So I told her, you are foolish. Your parents have 2-3 motels. You please go and manage one motel. No, she said, because I have to work because I must have the insurance, medical insurance to be paid. I told her, she said, if there is no insurance, who is going to treat me? I may have cancer, you know. So this is how we get entangled. These youngsters, number one, girls particularly, should not be left on their own in this country. Then if they are left on their own, they should not be forced to work for their maintenance. That's the second thing. And if there is any sickness, you please carry them to India, let them die there if death is arriving. These are the things to be followed. Otherwise, under the name of the advancement and under the name of completing so many courses, she wanted to go in the medical college, but she could not go. So she had to end up in some research department working, and they might have taken so much work from her. Then I told, what are you doing regarding your prasadam? So he said, sometimes I take sandwiches, sometimes I buy from there something. So prasad is completely absent. So without prasad, definitely the sickness is bound to come. So this is how we don't think these things, and we leave our daughters, we don't take care of them, and we have so plenty of money in the motels or anything, and we are completely careless. In this way, we cannot continue the devotional service. And if the children are grown up in the atmosphere of atheism here, they will not obey us. This is the thing. I don't know how to tell, what to tell you people. But there was one, Dilip Mehra, he had a young daughter here. She was 2-3 years old. You know? So whenever I came to Los Angeles, he was coming to, and we were moving in his car. You know? So he was always asking me, Maharaj, kya karu, ye meri nahi rahegi, 18 saal ki ho jayegi, chale. Na jaane kiske saath chali. तो मैं मतलब बार ऐसे ही कहता था कि भाई अब 8-9 साल से आपने व्यापार शुरू किया है, कुछ पैसा कमाने के बाद छोड़ दो. और समझ ही he didn't want to spend for green card or what. So eventually he had to leave. So bhi usne saal do saal he lingered on, and then eventually he left. Now he's very happy in Bombay. His girl is going in our Juhu school, and he's near temple. So very nice life he has. मैंने उसको कहा कि भाई ये बहुत अच्छा किया कि अमेरिका में जो पैसा कमाया है यू आर एंजॉइंग, नहीं तो यहाँ जो लोग रहते हैं दे अर्न फॉर द होल ऑफ लाइफ टाइम, समबडी एल्स एंजॉयज. इट्स बेटर दिस यू आर अच्छा है, कुछ इधर उधर कर लेता है, टेलीविजन में कुछ कर लेता है, कुछ खर्चा निकल जाता है, और कार है, दो कार हैं, सभी क्वाइट नाइस लाइफ. और नहीं भी हो कार तो क्या है, अच्छा है ना, वो सभी कार्य हमारी है ना. वी हैव टू बी सेटिस्फाइड समवेयर द अदर, बट प्लीज डोंट फॉरसेक द चिल्ड्रन. वो ग्रोन अप होने के बाद भी भगवान करे और हमारा माने, जैसे अदरवाइज वी आर इन एटमोसफेयर ऑफ एथेइज्म एंड फॉल्स इंडिपेंडेंस. और काम कर लेते हैं वो लोग, थोड़ा बहुत काम मिल जाए ज्यादा मैं रूम लेके रह जाऊंगा, क्यों मैं यहाँ काम का करूँ, यार गर्ल्स भी इंडिपेंडेंट हो जाती है. व्हाट टॉक ऑफ दिस इन न्यूजीलैंड ऑल्सो द जगजीवन्स डॉटर इन वेलिंगटन, शी हर फादर इज देयर इन वेलिंगटन, शी स्टेइंग सेपरेट. या दिस इज रियली मॉकरी, क्योंकि वैदिक कल्चर इज कंप्लीटली एबसेंट. या तो प्रीचिंग अच्छा नहीं है, या जो हम कर रहे हैं वो हाफ एज है, हाफ हार्टेड है. कुछ करके प्लीज बी सीरियस, एंड एटलीस्ट यूर यंगर चिल्ड्रन शुड सी यू दैट यू आर डूइंग दैट, सीइंग ऑल्सो दे मे टेक इन फ्यूचर. एंड यू पीपल एटलीस्ट नेवर सीन यू इन ट्राउजर, दैट्स द बेस्ट थिंग, दैट इज हाउ यू आर कंप्लीटली इम्बाइब्ड द होल थिंग. एंड टू दैट एक्सटेंट यू आर ब्यूटीफुल, आई वी सॉ जस्ट नाउ अपीयरेंस ऑफ कृष्णा. Everything was beautiful. So if we allow Krishna to appear in our life, then life is going to be sublime. How much to tell? But the only thing is that we should be a bit sincere to carry on in this. And we have to, on our own endeavor, we have to do. Somebody does and we will be benefited. That is impossible. Or nothing much is to be done. You only do one verse, or whole chapter, 2-3 verses are very important. So you can concentrate on that. Sometimes you read the summary, or sometimes you can read the translation, and whichever verses you like, you should try to study. And Krishna will peep in through those verses. That is not different from Krishna, but some background must be there. And you are doing very nice service. He will continue doing that. Let us hear something. His tapes are very popular. Something we hear. This is our devotional service. Where, Mrudang? Chahiye? Mrudang? Is there Mrudang? So nice to see you. How are you, right? Huh? You're all right. That's nice. Jai Sri Krishna ki jai.